Welcome back. Yeah, back to back, I think. Pretty quick, pretty close. Greetings to you once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in that name that is above every other name, at the name of Jesus Christ. Every knee bows, every tongue confesses, because He, the Lord Jesus, He is Lord above it all. And in Him, we live, we move, and we have our being. And we continue in what God has for us. At such a time as this, according to His plan, His purpose, His will, His way, His bat, His ball. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. You know, never forget that, because in all that the world tries to do, it tries to get you away from that reality. The enemy works very hard to try to make you think that he's got what really is God's. I mean, with the fall of Lucifer, Isaiah 14, Ezekiel 28, his desire was to set up his own kingdom. So when Jesus taught his disciples to pray, Lord, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, the enemy's idea was to set up his own kingdom, as in the second heavens on the earth, which is what he's been working very hard to do. Now, the way the enemy has been manifesting his plan and purpose is, again, through man, through men and women, through the free will giving of people's souls over and into that system and attaching to that system. All life is suffering, right? Okay, that's the Buddhism precept. get off the church programming. Because there's a lot of things floating around in this world, and you know Jesus said there's going to be a time that's going to come where they're going to kick you out of the synagogue because of me. So you know people are going to throw you out because you're marked for Christ. But so often I've noticed this with the church programming, they want to just get inside this tiny little silo with this 3 out of 5 star music and these people that want to perform on a stage for everybody else because that's the place where they can be a rock star on a small tiny little thing, and it's just this really weird, twisted, stale popcorn kind of thing. Look, there's all kinds of things out there that are you live, alright? Okay, alright, so precept, which is also tied into that which is also in the scriptures as well, but I try to bridge this a little bit just so there's some understanding, because humanity understands that there's a problem. Humanity understands there's a problem. Now, we know in Christ Jesus, we know the actual solution. He is the gate. He is the doorway. But all life is suffering, you know, and Jesus talks about, in this life you will have trouble. There we go. Okay, is that what you needed to get off the... Oh, okay, now it comes from the... Yeah, come on. Truth is truth. Truth is truth. God, man, we've really... People have been so churchified that they can't think for themselves. And they're so quick to shoot down because... They don't have that filter of being able to just discern for themselves. And because of that, by the way, that's also the reason why so much deception does creep in and does destroy the lives of people. Because what the enemy does is he learns, oh, okay, this is your religious form. This is what you need to check the boxes. And so therefore, if we get you to just do these things and say these particular things, then we've got you locked in. And so what they do is they mimic you, and then they get voted up in the deacon meeting, voted up in to get access to the children in child daycare, because they mimic your rituals and your rules and everything that you need to pass the grade in the thinking of man, but no warning from the Spirit of the Living God, who said, you know, watch out for the wolves in sheep's clothing. They come to you a certain way, but when they get to you, you're gonna have a whole different experience. As soon as they get access, you're gonna notice something entirely different. Boy, I tell you, how many times that's been there. How many times there's going to be people that show up to try to get access, and they're going to mimic you, and they're going to have gone through your stuff, and they're going to use flattery, and there's a deceptive tongue and a deceptive heart and a deceptive spirit that is behind that. And if you let them in, they're going to rain havoc over your household, over your life, over your mind, over your spirit, over your resources, over your family, over your business, over your city, over your state, over your nation. The enemy is very, very, he works to do that. Very hard he works to do that. And failure to understand the methods of the enemy is part of the reason why the children of God have been so chewed up. My people perish for lack of knowledge. We don't know, and we haven't been taught, and because of that, we just get knocked around over and over and over again, hoping for something different, hoping that one day the enemy's going to play nice. Hoping that one day, if they just see that you're a nice guy, that you're a good guy, that you mean them no harm, that you only want their best, that someday the wolf is not going to actually go and attack the sheep. No, it's a wolf. And the wolf is always going to try to attack and devour the sheep. You know, the very rare time that you'll see them put their fangs at bay is going to be when they realize there's something in you that they want. Something in you that they need to justify their place in their existence. And if they need that from you, they'll keep their fangs at bay just long enough to get that out of you. They'll pay you just long enough to get that out of you. And then you go back to being the outcast, right? How many of you had that experience? Listen, attachment in this world is misery and pain and awful. All that this world has and all that this world is suffering and death and destruction and emptiness. Temporal rewards, but nothing in the end. Meaningless, it's all meaningless. Solomon summed it up. You know, thank God he did that for us, because then you don't have to. Thank God he did that for us, so you don't have to get $1 trillion and go and try everything that the world has to offer you and everything that's there and take it out to the maximum end and the maximum of that experience. You can just read 12 chapters. You can sit down and read it. You can take your time, go through it slowly, spend an hour, save yourself a lifetime. Spend an hour and save yourself a lifetime. Thank God that God allowed Solomon to do that. Since we're talking about Solomon, we might as well talk about David for a minute. I know there's that Netflix series that's out there called The Family, and got an interesting insight into that whole thing. I I won't get into that one this time, but what I will say is there was an example used in that series. I've only watched three of them so far. I don't know if I'm going to get back to it. It's kind of each one's the same as the last one. Not really much new, and nobody's really going anywhere to prove any kind of point that's worthwhile. But anyways, but they use this example of David, and they're like, oh, okay, so, you know, David was chosen, and therefore, you know, everything that happened with Bathsheba, different standard for somebody like him, because he's chosen by God, and therefore all these things are okay, all these indiscretions are all right. Therefore, as long as you're, basically the summary of that is, as long as you're chosen and you're that, you know, whatever you do is fine because you're chosen by God. Well, go read the rest of the scripture. Go read the rest of the passage, people that try to use this, this is really just creepy. Okay, you want to use that example? Let's talk about that example. What happened as a result of that? Well, first of all, the child died. God did not allow that child to live. Then, he murdered his friend, took another man's wife. He was confronted by the spiritual authorities of the day in Nathan the prophet. Nathan came in and exposed it. He didn't come in and try to cover it up. He came in and exposed it and brought it out. And you know what another consequence of that whole thing was? Bloodshed never left David's house. You know what? People don't realize sometimes there is consequences for your actions. Consequences for the things that you do. Consequences. Not a pass. David didn't get a pass on that one, you guys. God continued to work out his plan and purpose, but that had massive, massive repercussions in his family, involving the death of children, internal rebellion, internal strife in his house, his beloved son being killed by his own army, Absalom turned against him, slept with his concubines on the rooftop. I mean, just a mess. An ongoing mess that carried on after his death. You know, the scriptures are there to, and God quickens people because he wants you to have the maximum life. And he starts with 100 because most people go to the 80 and the 60. You know, it's like if he started at 60, you don't know where people would end up. God gives you and gives us wisdom and instruction and the leading and the guiding of his Holy Spirit so that we can live an abundant life. But instead, people want to justify sin. And this goes back to what Jesus said in John 3, you know, keep going after 3:16, which everybody loves to quote, which is, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Keep going from there. But this is the verdict, that they didn't want the light. They rejected the light and they wanted to go with the darkness. Why? Because their deeds were evil. I mean, how much... got to realize where people are coming from. How many people want to use Jesus to try to justify their own corruption and their own godless decisions, and they want to put a stamp of God on it to give it credibility and legitimacy because it cannot stand on its own, because no normal, rational, logical, moral person from any background would support that otherwise. So what they need is they need a rubber stamp from somewhere to give them legitimacy. Listen, Jesus is nobody's rubber stamp. All right? Jesus is no one's rubber stamp. Jesus is nobody's blanket approval for anything. Here's how the kingdom of God works. The king, you've got a king and a dome. You want to come under the dominion, a king with dominion. You've got a king and he's got dominion, and you come under his dominion. You bow your knee before the King of Kings and you allow his dominion to rule and reign over your life. Whatever he says goes, that's it. And that's how you live. You're engrafted into the vine, and from that place, life flows, direction flows, your activities flow. You only speak the words you hear the Father speaking. You only do the works that you see the Father doing. Can I get an amen? This is how the child of God lives. Not looking for an excuse to go shack up with the neighbor's wife. Are you kidding me? Listen, it's because the people of God have not been taught, and they've tried to create all kinds of excuses to ingest bacteria and viruses into their systems, and then they ask, why are we sick? Why are we weak? Paul wrote about that to the Corinthians. It's right there. A lot of you guys are asking, why are you sick and why are you weak and why have so many of you fallen asleep? I.e., have you died? Why have so many of you died in your church, in your congregation? Because you want to justify sin. You want to justify... Listen. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. When people sin, something dies. All right? So, and I'm not going to get caught up on all this list of do's and don'ts. You know. Let the Spirit of God quicken you and lead you and follow the voice of the Spirit of the living God and you'll be fine. And check that to make sure that you're just not trying to justify things in and unto yourself. Because that's what happens so often. People want to do their own thing, call their own shots, have their own way, and they want God to bless that. You know if you're doing that. Don't. Don't. If you want the way of peace, you're going to find it. You might have to go through some rocky trials, and some bumps and some bruises along the way, but you're going to find it. And if you want the peace of the living God, you can walk in that. The world is going to be all in turmoil around you, but you can walk in the peace of the living God. Now, there's plenty. You can find whatever flavor you want for your own corruption and your own justification for all kinds of insanity. Listen, you can find it. All right? If you want people to justify racism and hatred and stick God, you know, and Jesus on there, you can find it. If you want people to give you a doctrine of materialism and excess, you can find that too. If you want people to justify just completely checking out, whatever your flavor, whatever you want, you can find it out there. But if you seek the truth, big T, you'll find that. And you, if you want the truth, you're going to have to align your life with that truth, not with your personal agenda. If you go out there and you're looking for something to line up with your personal agenda, you can find something. You can find a group and everybody will pat you on the back and say, yep, that's exactly right. Yep, yep, you can be a racist. Yep, you can be a bigot. Yep, you can be a carnal, materialistic, chauvinistic, just go whatever you want. You can find that group if you go look for it. And you can spend the rest of your days in that place and in that deception, or when the truth walks by you, when Jesus walks by, if you hunger for that truth, and what he'll do is he'll say, come follow me. Come follow me. Give up that thing that you're holding on to, whatever it is that you call your life, your world, your thing, your purpose, your way of that you're doing everything, because you already know within yourself that's empty as can be. Give that up and come follow me. You notice that he didn't go and he's like, oh, please, I'll make it palatable. No. I wonder how much time people even had to make that decision when Jesus walked through and they knew there was something going on and people wanted the truth. And I wonder how much time they actually even had to make that call. What if they only had 30 seconds, 45 seconds? Jesus is walking by. He identifies one he identifies one. He says, "Hey, you, come and follow me." And that they've got that moment of decision, that moment of choice. You know, and really, that's pretty much the big thing that you've got to do while you're here, is make that decision and that choice. And then you walk it out. So, listen, give up your own personal agenda. Give up your own personal thing. Give up, you know, whatever it is. Let God, and let Him do the work in you. Let Him lead and guide you. But listen, this whole thing of people wanting to use the scriptures and use God and to try to justify their own preconceived agenda and mindset. You know, in those situations, what Jesus has done with them? He said, "Let the dead bury the dead." They're blind guides, and they're all going to go fall into a ditch. That's that situation. Blind leading the blind, they all fall into a ditch. They might think they're going somewhere for a little while. They all end up in a ditch, all right? You want the life, you want the truth, then go for it. You might be in a solo walk. That's okay. Go for it. And know that we love you guys. God bless you. Catch up with you again soon. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. We always love to hear from you. Lots on the horizon. This is a good time to be walking with and engaging in what God is doing. So do it. You know, move forward in what God has for you, because this is your window. This is your window. And you want to walk it out. You don't want to miss what God's doing. You don't want to waste any more of your window while you're here on stupid, foolish things, because God's got plan and purpose for you. But you've got to make that decision and that choice. All right, hey, we love you guys. We'll talk to you again sometime soon. God bless you. Bye.